few minutes I wanted to talk about sort of end of semester. Firstly, I wanted to thank all of you, and especially those of you who have been really oseik b'melachta shel Torah. It has been, to my mind, one of the most enjoyable semesters that I've had teaching as a Rebbe. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with the Talmidim, not with the Rebbe. So first, I want to thank you for that. And I wanted to encourage you going forward in two different ways. You know that I generally don't, I don't mandate and I don't push Night Seder. I know that people are very busy and people can be overwhelmed, and simply adding that burden is a recipe for disaster. I think that I told you at the beginning of the semester you have to act with forethought and responsibility. That's not, however, because I don't see the value in dedicating extra time to Talmud Torah. I would highly recommend going forward, and it's not always an option, but some of you have spoken to me about this on your personal level. I think it's important to have balance, but sometimes people take on too many other things, too many extracurricular activities that inhibit their ability even to do sort of basic, their basic learning and their basic college work. And just as I don't think it's right to add on a chiyuv of night seder because sometimes it makes it impossible for people to function, you should think carefully also in choosing extracurricular activities, because remember, the activities are described as extracurricular. I'm not telling you you shouldn't do anything. I'm not telling you that I'm going to give you a hard time when you do too many things. But you should just think about that in terms of weighing priorities. And that sort of leads me to sort of a second step. There is a din, Vagisa Bayom of Alayla. Really, whatever the makkah for Talmud Torah is, we often frame it as Vagisa Bayom of Alayla. And there are two schools of thought in the Gemara on this. One thought is Rabbi Shimon, and one thought is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael apparently believes, at least the way the Bavli frames it in Menachos Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, that the obligation to study Torah is a constant one, except for when you can't. He was asked by his nephew, I learned all of Torah, Ma'ani Lomod B'Chachmas Yevanis, and he told them, if you find Zman Shula Yom V'lo Laila, so you can engage in the study of Chachmas Yevanis. Rabbi Shimon, interestingly enough, the one who spent 24 years studying Torah in a cave and doing nothing else, was the one who said that your Yotze Yechiv of Kriyashma with Kriyashma Shal Shachvis or Kriyashma Shal Arvis, and as I always like to say, I hope there are no Amarat here, because he concludes the statement by saying, "V'davar ze asur la'omro b'fneam ha'aretz." Now, al pidin, because you say it in front of an am ha'aretz, by the way, you guarantee they will continue to remain in am ha'aretz. Now, there's a ran in the Dharm that's often cited, and I don't think this is actually quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbi Shimon. In terms of the chiyuv, a strict chiyuv of Talmud Torah, it's eis b'yom ve'eis b'layla, and you are technically yotze b'kriyash shachmas and kriyash mashal arvis. But there is a Ran who has this idea that there's still an obligation, a Ran in the Dharm, I think it's Daf Zayin, this obligation that you have to supposed to know kol ha'Torah kula. In other words, until you sort of master a certain point, so you have to learn. You can't just learn, have kriyash mashal shachmas, kriyash mashal arvis. You can't just have an eis b'yom and eis b'layla. And I think that the Ran, while realistically most of us, maybe none of us in this room, are ever going to master kol ha'Torah kula, I think that it's an issue that is often really the importance is underestimated. I don't mean adopting the position that until you know kol ha'Torah kula, you can't really do anything else unless it's absolutely necessary to earn a parnasa or whatever else. But I think the idea of trying to become a master on some level of a broad swath of Torah, of each person's own kol ha'Torah kula, is often undersold. I'm willing to stipulate that there's probably nobody in this room who couldn't be a master of Chumash and Rashi, and to really know it, bibikios, to know the entire thing, that when you know here a pasuk quoted, doesn't mean you have to know chapter and verse, but you know exactly what the pasuk is talking about, that there's no din in Chumash that would shock you. You never heard there was such a din. I would think that's possible for most people. I would think most people are probably also capable, probably everybody in this room at one point or another, of mastering Shas Mishnayis. I think that's a fairly good bet. It's not something you can do in one night or one week or one month or maybe even a year, but over a period of a few years, I suspect there are a few of you who are not capable of going through Shas Mishnayis, of actually, if you do proper Chazara, of mastering it. And there are probably a few of you who are probably capable of mastering a much broader section of that. I don't want to say all of Shas and Poskim, but certainly a significant chelik in Torah. But unfortunately, too many people never achieve any kind of mastery in that sense. There are a few of you who I see the seeds of that who have enormous, enormous hekif in Yudeos, which I'm very impressed by. I won't look at anyone or single anyone out. I'm not looking at anyone. But there are a few of you who I see the roots of that, and I think that that's a wonderful thing. But many people, I think, actually sell themselves short. I don't think that most of you realize how much you are capable of accomplishing it. Doing so, however, requires a couple of things. It requires a discipline, a regularity, a consistent commitment. It doesn't mean a total commitment, but it means consistency. That's number one. And number two, it means not getting distracted by nonsense. And I point to you here to a Medrash Rabbah, two passages in the Medrash Rabbah in Sefer Dvarim. One of them, they're both in Parsha Ches, it's on Parshas Nitzavim, and it really relates to the question of Lo Bashamayim Hi. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Lo Bashamayim Hi, Leimor Mi Alalanu Hashamayim Avi Kochei Alanu Avi Ashminu Asavan Asena. The Torah is not in Shamayim, that has multiple meanings. Obviously, a Navi can't deliver Torah, but it also means it's ours to take, and it's within most people's capacity to become masters of Torah on some level. The Medrash here comments that the story that's they say that Rabbanon Amrei Hatipe Shazen Nichnas LeBeis HaKnesses. The fool enters the Beis HaKnesses. V'ro Osan Oskim BaTorah. He sees they're studying Torah. Who Omer Lahen Heich Adam Lame Torah Tchila. How do you study Torah? How do you learn Torah? Omrim Lo Tchila Korei BeMegillah. V'Achar Kach BeSefer. V'Achar Kach BeNeviim. V'Achar Kach BeKsuvim. Mishu Gomer Samikra Shones HaTalmud. V'Achar Kach BaHalachos. V'Achar Kach BaAgados. This is a process. Kevin Shishomeakach, when he hears this, Omer Belibo, Emasani Lamed Kozos, how am I going to have enough time to do this? The Chosim in Ashar, he basically leaves the Shar of Torah. However, what does a Pikeach do? Umishihu Pikeach, Mahu Ose, Shone Perek Echad Bechol Yom Vyom, Achim Misayim Kol Torah Kula. You're not going to build Rome in a day, but you have a plan. And he understands that every day he's going to conquer one portion, day after day after day after day, and not stop. And then Ad Shemisayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Niflesi. It's not Torah is not far from you. It's not separate from you. That there's a gulf you can't bridge. V'im Niflesi Mimcha She'ein Ata Asuk Ba. It's because you're not actually engaged on a constant basis. Constant doesn't mean every minute of the day, but it means on a consistent daily basis for a person to be building his stores of knowledge of Torah. I will tell you from my own personal experience, and I did this when I was much younger, when I was a high school student. Whatever inspired me, a particular Rebbe, some of you will have heard the name from me before, Rabbi Dulitz, inspired me, and somehow on my own I stumbled upon the notion of dividing up sections of Torah, starting with Chumash and Neviim and Ksuvim, into amounts that could be learned in a day with a plan of how long it would take me to finish. And I stuck to that. And it's because what I did, and eventually, that was when I was in the middle of my sophomore year, and then what I did in my junior years, I started learning Mishnayos, and originally it was a perek a day, and then whatever the story was, I accelerated a bit. And I will tell you that those were the years that I laid the foundation for my own learning to do what I do today. Now, not all of you, maybe not any of you, maybe one or two of you will do something like I do, and others of you will do other kinds of things. Some of you will be in chinuch, some of you will be in rabbanus, some of you will be not in avodas hakodesh. And they're all fine choices, but every one of you needs to build your own building of Torah. And the only way that's accomplished is by A, recognizing you need to build your own building of Torah, and B, when you want to build a building, first you have to draw plans. You have to plan. You have to understand that I'm here now, and I want to get here by a certain point, whether it's a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years. It doesn't matter what the plan is. There has to be a plan. It's true with everything in life, and it should be no different for your own Talmud Torah. And one of the things that I must stress, is some comment that the Medrash Rabbah makes a little bit later in that section. The Medrash Rabbah says, "Lo b'shamayim hi." Amar la Moshe shalotomru Moshe achar omeinu mevi lano Torah cheres min shamayim. It's not going to be another Moshe. Kvar ani modiaschem lo b'shamayim hi shalon shtayer himene b'shamayim. The Torah is yours to take. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to go up magically and bring it down for you. It is within your reach, and you have to seize that opportunity. And further, the Medrash continues, "Davar acher." Mahu lo b'shamayim hi shmol amar ena Torah mitzuya b'astrologin sh'umnasam b'shamayim. It's not found amongst astrologers. Now, Shmuel goes on to comment about when he studied astrology, apparently in the bathroom, that's what the Medrash says. However, what I want to comment is I think that there's another meaning to this. The people who seek out astrologers are the people who think that there's a magic bullet to their problems. All I need to do is figure out in the sky, that will determine my fate. I can figure it out. There's a magical solution. If I wait till we're under the right star or the right constellation, everything will work. It doesn't work that way. There is no magical cure. There is no simple solution. The earlier passage describes what the solution is. The Pikeach is shown at Perek Echad B'cho Yom V'Yom Ad Shemesayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And I think that this is something that every one of you, every one of us, on a regular basis, needs to have a plan, needs to consider whether they're sticking to their plan, and what the plan is going forward. I mention this to you now in particular because this is the last Shir of the Zman. We have Chazar next week. And then you're going to have a number of weeks that we're not going to have Shir. At least 3 weeks, I think. I know that some part of the time you'll be busy with finals, part of the time you'll be busy with vacation. But during that time period, you're not potter from the mitzvah Talmud Torah. And you're not potter from trying to build that building. If you already started building your building, if you started laying bricks day by day, then you have to keep laying bricks. Maybe you need to, instead of doing 3 bricks during finals, you can only do 2 bricks during finals. And during break, you certainly need to continue building that building, adding brick after brick in the edifice. Right, Chofesh is not a tour of Talmud Torah. It's an opportunity. It doesn't mean you have to learn all day. But I don't think that's the expectation. But you have to continue learning day by day. You have to remember that Lo Bashamayim Hi, and that every one of us has to make sure that we keep building our particular building in Torah. Remember, we're not going to build a Migdal for Rosh Hashanah, but you still have to build a Migdal. Everyone builds their own. Everyone builds it in their own way. The bricks may be made of different materials, but everyone has to build that building. I hope that you, I want to wish you Hatzlacha. I'll see you next week, but wish you Hatzlacha on my final, that's one thing, on your finals generally. I hope that you have a productive and restful break, and that you can come back in at the end of January, towards the end of January, refreshed and rejuvenated, so that we can continue our work of working on the third Parak in Ksubos. Have a good Shabbos.